Well, here we are in Cass Lake, Minnesota. What park is this? This is Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatcher Park.
And Cass Lake City is about 800 and some odd population. This is the elementary school. But the school district has about 4,500 residents and is roughly the territory covered by the Cass Lake Leech Lake Issues Forum. Something notable about this area is the student population, for example, local school here is 85% Native American. And so the city itself is partially part of that reservation, and then reservation is lots of different tribal colleges and different buildings in the general area. And I'm here with Daniel LeClaire, and he is the forum manager of the Cass Lake Leech Lake Issues Forum. And we're about a year and a half in, or a little more than that, I think, now.
Yeah, a little over a year.
And let me make sure that you're, if you want to come over, just flip this way so you're both in the view there. We just decided to do a sort of a one-year review of sort of what we've come through so far. Now, there's a little bit of road construction in the background there, so you're going to hear some good clanging, and, well, what can we do about that? So that's just too bad. So, Daniel, before I ask you these questions, a year ago you worked for the Cass Lake Times. You were the reporter.
Right.
And what are you doing now?
AmeriCorps volunteer at elementary school. So I'm doing literacy tutoring, trying to get kids' scores up by third grade, their reading scores up.
So I think this is probably not going to work with this clanging back here. So,
okay.
Well, they stopped again. So we're going to keep going here.
Okay.
So what initially interested you in the Issues Forum concept when we first met you at that training at the tribal college?
Well, I think especially working at the paper, you know, I was around a lot of people who, there's a lot of people asking for things to be put in the paper and different things that I wasn't always able to cover and that, you know, I wasn't either able to or the paper didn't want to deal with, and I just saw it as kind of a perfect way. And I guess one of the things, too, is I had, you know, come across in a number of different settings an uncomfortability of people to meet together. There's quite a divide, at least in some respects, between the Native community and the non-Native community here. And a lot of times people who would feel comfortable meeting, say, in the municipal center, wouldn't feel comfortable meeting just across the highway in old tribal council chambers or something like that, and vice versa. So it was hard to find a place to get all aspects of the community represented. That seemed to come up a lot, and it seemed like the Issues Forum would be a good way to allow people to dialogue. Also, there's a lot of poverty in the area, and transportation is always an issue, so getting people to a place to talk about things is always an issue. So the online Issues Forum also addressed that, so it just seemed like a good way maybe to knock down some barriers and get people talking across those historical divides.
Okay. And so basically we came to town, there were actually only a handful of you in the room during the training, but
yeah.
It was like the right two or three people.
Right, yep.
And, you know, it led off to a real rapid start. I mean, you began to do some recruitment and the like. So what did you do to actually help launch the forum? Once you decided you're willing to be the forum manager and convene people, what happened next?
Well, I just had a lot of contacts from working at the paper again. So, I just kind of happened to be the right person for the job, it seemed like. And then also with having moderated a lot of things that come to the paper, a lot of letters or articles that people wanted written, I felt comfortable in that regard. So I had a lot of trust built up with people. And I just kind of hit like the core people that I knew who had a large network of people either under them or associated with them. And our our membership grew pretty quick and pretty fast in the beginning when I see that.
And so how did you recruit them? Was it was emails or paper sign-up sheets? Or
yeah, paper sign-up sheets. A lot of it was face-to-face stuff, just taking the sign-up sheets around. A lot of it, my regular goings around with the paper, I would just stop and explain what the forum was and that we were trying to get it started. And some people would be interested, and, you know, a lot of times people would think about it, or it would just go from they mention other people, or it was really just.
Where are some places that you did sign up?
City council, at city council meetings, I would tell people who were bringing issues to city council and were frustrated at the responses they were getting. So there was a lot of that going on at the time. And and then over to the youth division, Leech Lake Youth Division. A lot of things going with kids and families, of course, and so just explaining what it was and getting those kids over to the high school, getting teachers involved, and then getting their student, like in the civics class.
Did you present to some students?
I didn't actually present to classes, but okay. I presented to the teachers. Not on a broad scale, yeah. But mostly all one-on-one stuff that I did. So
I just remember we got a lot of students, actually, that's like 20 students or something like that had signed up, and so there are all these very youthful email addresses that were,
right.
It was a lot of fun.
And that was the civics teacher over there, mm-hmm. And then he came and was sitting on our steering committee for a while. I don't know how much he participating right now. He's a busy guy, but
yeah. I had also heard that you had sign-up sheets at the post office and the bulletin board there, and then also at the food shelf. Is that right?
I do remember having them at the food shelf. I can't remember if you had it at the post office.
Maybe you had a poster or something.
Yeah, and when we started, we must have started gathering your stuff, because I know we put them at the coffee house too, but maybe that was after we had our critical mass number. But
I just want to compliment you in that you had, I think, had a sign-up sheets in more locations than I'd ever seen before.
Oh,
you know, so I mean, cool. you got that diversity, so that was great. When you were launching, what was the most difficult sort of challenge that you faced?
In convincing people that it was a valuable thing, or that it was a, you know, something they might want to get involved. I think the hardest thing was overcoming people's distrust or mistrust or not, you know, and still I think it is, and sort of making people feel that even if they were part of the forum, they wouldn't have to be posting,
right.
And even if even though they had to give their real names to become part of the membership, that they wouldn't have to post. And even later on, as some of those misgivings, you know, stayed around, I ended up telling people that, you know, they could always, if they had something they wanted to post, they weren't, you know, they were afraid there was going to be some repercussions for it.
All right, interview continued.
Okay, so the people who helped out.
Who else helped out with launching the forum?
Patty Smith was a good one. Sharon Mitchell, who sat in on the first, at the initial meeting, she was good. There's just people who have a lot of connections and knew a lot of people. And as that trust kind of grew, mm-hmm. they're willing to turn over more, you know, people's names, or offer more people's names of people who would be interested. So those two in particular, I remember.
And in any recruitment, what was the message that was most convincing to have someone join?
I think just that it would give people a voice in some of the things going on, and that we could build community through it. I think that was another thing, is that we could, because I think that's something that a lot of people want and just don't. And for all the visioning sessions and everything that's gone on around here, it's kind of a roadblock. You just don't know how to proceed in doing that and actually building community and getting past. And just after we launched, too, like, you know, a couple months after, a lot of the talk was that it was a tremendous thing, that people were saying things that needed to be said for a long time, and that there just wasn't a good place to do it, and it offered a really civil way of doing it. There's a newspaper around that would give people vent, you know, through its letters to the editor policy, but often it would dissolve it. And there was also another online forum, but those often dissolved into just really nasty name-calling, obscenity.
So there was another forum in Castlake at one point.
Exactly, and that was actually something that came up a lot of times.
Name-calling, obscenity. I'm guessing they didn't use real names or have any facilitation?
Nope. It was just, you could just post whatever you wanted, and you didn't have to use your name, so people would just, some of it, you know, just bring out every rumor to the thing. You know, some of it was true, but it was mostly just slimy, and I think it still exists.
So they're also sort of, like racial things going on, too, or was it?
Inner race. Yeah. It was, you know, people going at each other within their own.
It was mostly
race,
native, but it wasn't.
It was that. I don't know.
Okay, I don't mischaracterize it, but
there was probably some of that too. But a lot of it was politically motivated, or frustration with the powers that be at the time.
Okay,
so that's a lot of it.
So for you personally, you know, you're volunteering. You put some time into this, and we've had kind of a quiet summer. You know, it was summer, right? And now you're working at the school and the like, but. So the last year, you know, what's been most rewarding for you?
I guess those positive things that come out when the activity was high, that was really good. Or when things were being talked about, even when things became difficult, or people were posting things that weren't necessarily appropriate, you know, because energies got, you know, feelings got hurt or whatever. And it just felt like there was good exchanges going on, and that always made me feel like there was the potential for getting past some things if we could do it in a good way. And I was happy really to be in that role. I think more of late, I've sort of stepped away from posting and sort of initiating discussions because I feel like I'm not checking up on it enough and I'm not having the time to. So I don't want to create more work for myself.
Right. Well, you're no longer at the paper, and so when the paper you had, everything kind of blended together.
Exactly.
Now
the paper,
you have a slightly different role.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Work. So
it's a little bit different. But those are probably the most rewarding. It's just hearing people, and then hearing people. We started doing monthly face-to-face gatherings, and that was really, that grew out of the forum, and that was a really positive.
So tell us about the monthly face-to-face gatherings. What were some of the themes, or
it came up, I think, at one of the steering committee meetings about that and wanting to show a film, you know, and bring people out for a film and give them a potluck. And just do it for free, and just get people seeing who's on the forum and who's talking, and then it turned into, well, let's do this every month. We could do it for birthday, everyone who has a birthday that month. So we did that for, I think, 4 or 5 months, and a lot of it was the same people, but every month there'd be new faces too that would come, and people would bring other people, and so we had about 20 people each time that would come.
About 20 people, and so even though it's a small town, were there times when people actually hadn't met one another?
Oh yeah, well that, I found that right away at the newspaper. As you figure, like, everybody knows each other. My first year working at the newspaper, I figured, probably everybody just knows each other. But all of a sudden you get, well, you must know so and so, and they're like, no, I never don't know so and so. Really, this guy's like the mover and the shaker over in this part. But the things are so, what you call, fragmented or segmented, that everyone's got their own. They're not quite cliques, but you know, there are those different divides. So
I think that's a really important point, because I think if people, you know, sometimes when people have in a small town, maybe they have a weekly newspaper or a daily newspaper or a radio station, but you know, they're maybe, you know, in the rural area, they might say, well, everybody knows everything. Everybody knows everybody. Why would this add any value? And you would say that it actually does add value.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I don't know if all places are typical like this, but I'm sure all places have their divides and their barriers, either between churches or between, you know, whatever. So we have a racial element here as well, and that's really a big one. If we could ever get over that and get people working together, and there's always people who are willing to make that step across, and just the more people you can get doing that and feeling safe stepping out of their comfort zone, I think the more people that you can pull along with. So
that's a question. So far, I mean, are you hearing from a lot of different sections of the community on the forum? Are the posts that are coming through showing some diversity, or what could be better there?
It seemed like that in the beginning. Of course, everything was new, so like just having the dialogue was new. But that more and more as it went on, it seemed to settle into the same kind of people posting, and then not the same kind of people, but the same people posting. So we had some main people posting and bringing up issues, and a lot of it has seemed to fall off into single posts or maybe one comment on a post, and not as much discussion, dialogue going down. So that's one way it's changed. And again,
I'll say to you, you know, you mentioned that not wanting to create more work for yourself, but I would say that either it's once a week or once a month or whatever it might be, actually thinking of a topic that is a bridging topic, because what we'll find happen is if nothing happens that week, if there's something, you know, that's quiet for a week, people, it kind of loses a sense of that it's in the mind's eye, right?
Right.
Did a training over at Bemidji about information seeking, and we're going to talk about that at 4:30 today for those who come a little early to the picnic today. But I encourage you and any other forum manager, anyone who's watching this, to think about how, you know, when things are light or if things drift, that sometimes intentional seeding of topics can make a role.
So. I think that's true.
Well, this one, I know you don't have a lot of more time here, so let's. What are some of the biggest topics so far? So, what are some, you know, looking back over the last year? What are some topics that stand out as having the greatest impact in the community or on the participants themselves?
Well, most recently, I guess, is the easiest way to remember this: the pipeline that's been coming through. That's been a big issue, and that's been so charged that I think people have moved away from posting about it because the. It's just one of those tough things where there's these groups that are just sort of diametrically opposed, and yet they're they cross in other places, and so I think there's ways in which you don't want to offend by things that you say and the complexity of the issue. I think there is some recognition of the complexity of the issue. It's either that.
It's a big oil pipeline coming from Canada.
Right, from Alberta, Canada. To
through
the
reservation.
Sands. Yeah, right. Yeah. And so, in one sense, Leech Lakers felt that they had some power using their tribal sovereignty to make an impact on this and to sort of align themselves with the indigenous peoples up in Alberta who are also protesting how that oil is being pulled out of the ground. So, yeah. But then there's others who see $10 million coming into the community as a necessary evil in one sense.
One time or every year? Or?
It's not come at one time. Yeah. It comes in payments, but that's okay. That's the lot is $10 million. So, so it's needed money. But so that's one issue anyway. I remember
you had your own inaugural ball.
Inaugural ball. That was we actually got some flack from one poster about celebrating that thing. But I think generally that was a really good thing. That kind of kept our monthly party going. That was our January party after we had just sort of got started with those. And
the best line was wear your best blue jeans.
Yeah, wear your best blue jeans. We didn't want to put people off by thinking they had to dress up for an inaugural ball.
And one thing I also noticed on the forum is that, you know, in a smaller, tight-knit community, you've had notes like so-and-so's in the hospital, sloppy Joe dinner for $5. Yeah. So tell me, I mean, there's always politics, right? There's also community exchange of a general nature. I mean, what's your feeling about that? I mean, what kind of mix is good for you or for the forum?
I don't know if that's common to all, but this community really does seem to come together for that kind of thing, for fundraisers and that, and the forum has been, it's been a good tool for getting the word out about that stuff. It's going on right now. I just posted the Family Center is trying to do every bi-weekly fundraisers for lunch, and now that school is going, it's just like another good avenue into connecting with people. And that, you know, we had a string of deaths in the Native community, a number of Native elders, important spiritual elders who had died. And just, that was, I think, for a couple of them, that was really valuable in explaining to people who didn't know these really, really influential people. And they didn't even know their names. So you've got all these members of the community, you know, walking around wondering what are we going to do without this person. And right next to them on the street are these people who have no idea that this person has passed or what importance that has or anything. And we were able to get a few people to post about the importance of some of these people. And I think that was a really, really educational and really worked toward that effort on our part to bridge some of those gaps.
So
I'd like to think so.
Now, we have a small city government. Mm-hmm. A county government,
mm-hmm.
tribal government,
mm-hmm.
national forest lands,
mm-hmm.
state forest lands, state parks. This is a township. This is like the boundaries are amazing here, right? There's so many different jurisdictions. You know, any thoughts about the tribal council's view of this versus the city council not view of it, but like how do you get governing bodies to pay attention to the dialogue? And
I don't know that far. I'm not sure how good we've been. I mean, initially we were able to get the mayor on board, one of the tribal council members, someone from the Forest Service. I tried to hit all those kind of those entities, those government entities. We got a number of people from the township governing board on there, but again, no one has posted very much. At least in any kind of official capacity.
They've been mostly lurkers, readers.
I think so, yeah, and I hope so. I hope they've been learning, but I don't know if they feel vulnerable posting on that or not. So as far as how effective that's been, I guess I don't know. I can't really say.
We met briefly with the mayor walking down the sidewalk a few minutes ago, and so he's on the forum, and one of the things, you know, you express it online a lot of times, particularly with the anonymous newspaper comments. There's a lot of criticism, anonymous. In our environment, people use real names, but still they see how bad it can be on the web in general, and I think they get pretty nervous about being criticized in an unaccountable way.
Uh-huh.
So a couple last couple questions here. So are there some issues that are in the local newspaper that don't make it into the forum typically, or you're surprised that, you know, why didn't that topic, you know, pop up on the forum?
Well, again, first, I guess first in my mind is again, this Enbridge pipeline deal. Yeah, that has been reported. And there's been comments about it, but like I say, there hasn't been a lot of dialogue, and that's sort of fallen off. So that, I don't know why that isn't an issue anymore. I suppose people feel like it's a settled deal, but I think I'd like to get past that newspaper perspective where, you know, this is the facts, this is what's been decided, this is the way it is, and continue the dialogue that can still go on as, you know, as you look at different aspects of an issue. I think that's what I could do, or people could do in posting about different questions, different aspects of an issue, because things are far more complex than they are as they are reported in the paper.
So last two questions. Imagine that you're talking to a potential forum manager in a different community.
Okay.
And what are some of the top lessons or advice, just sort of summarize, what would you tell someone who is going to take you on your role in a different town?
Well, I guess I would just say be vigilant in the beginning and establish that feeling of safety. Make sure that you intervene, not overly intervene, but make sure that there's a lot of communication on the forum and then off the forum to people. Make sure everyone understands what is going to be acceptable and what's not, and make people feel like no matter what they post, they're not going to be attacked, because I think that's put off. Some people have come and complained that even someone expressing an opposing point of view feels too much like an attack, and that puts them off, and can you get this person off the forum because, what they're presenting just shuts everyone down. And part of that just has to do with the stature of the people within the community, maybe, as they're posting. But somehow you just need to establish everyone equal on this forum, regardless of your stature in the forum, and contribute yourself and say, you know, well, that's, thank you, that's one opinion. Who else thinks, you know, what about this side of it, you know, and just the more that you can be involved as forum manager, I think that way, in controlling and shaping the discussion, especially if you have an idea about, you know, what is healthy and good discussion.
You're establishing the culture of the forum.
Exactly.
Early in the state, you're not just letting sort of one person who's, has a different idea about, oh, maybe I can use names, or I can personally attack people. You try to keep that tap down at the beginning, so that the expectation is that you don't do that, because that's not the purpose of the space.
Right, in that sense, and also I think even in tone, because people can be in tone, they can shut people down and put people off in tone. And when someone's using tone, it may not be like in direct violation of the rules, but to come on and post and say, you know, just to post yourself and say, okay, that's, you know, one thing, either online, sort of caution them against that, but also to everybody else to say, you know, that's a little bit harsh. You know, what does anybody think about...
So sometimes you'll be public, but often you'll send a private message to someone who's maybe new to the forum, was a little bit harsh, and sort of say, hey, it's great you're here, but...
Exactly.
Okay.
All that stuff is good. As much communication as possible.
So two last questions.
Right.
What do you think you or other volunteers should do to improve the forum? And then what do you think eDemocracy could do better to support you as an organization in your community with the forum?
I guess I'm really grateful for eDemocracy for establishing the structure that this can happen, but I really think a lot of it just has to happen within the community. I think the more outside intervention there is, the less people take ownership of it and the less people are interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the first part of your
first
question?
First part, what do you think you or some other volunteers that could help you could do to improve the forum?
I think just posting more, or posting, you know, taking on some of that role. Maybe I just say that because I'm the forum manager.
Well, summer is over now, right?
People introducing, and that's happened, but I guess being open to those ideas and responding, like that U.S. forum, there seems to be a lot of giving. I know that the one guy bowed out, but a lot of give and take, a lot of respect for other, to show how to do it. I think people who know what they want to see the forum become, to post and show what a respectful response to a thing is, and to try to keep your emotions out of it. So I think any volunteers that are, you know, have that in them to do it that way, they should speak up.
So modeling behavior.
Well,
Daniel, thank you so much.
Sure.
And for folks interested in finding out more about the Cass Lake Leech Lake Forum, go to e-democracy.org/CL for Cass Leech, or just go to e-democracy.org and look for the Cass Lake Leech Lake Forum in our list of forums. So thanks a lot, and let's go on to year number two now.
All right.
Cheers.